There is us and there is them. The cool kids are us. The other ones are them. The jocks, the math and science nerds, the druggies. The kid that sits alone in the cafeteria, in the library, in the classroom. They are the immigrants, the refugees. They are the children who are separated from their parents, who live in unhealthy conditions. They have families who are struggling to get away from violence. Texting and Facebook is great. It's a great communication tool. However, we never see the face. We never have personal contact. We aren't able to look at their face and see the sadness and the frown and no smile. We don't see their eyes, the tears in their eyes, the confusion in their eyes. We're not have any personal contact with them, and so we don't see that and know that and hear that. All of these are examples of Lazarus. They are the Lazaruses that are at our gates, at our doors, at our tables. They're the ones that God is saying, see them, hear them, respond to them. The Lazarus in the gospel was not at some far-off city gate, was not far off at some temple door. He was near at the table of the rich man. In fact, he was so near and so close that he was able to see the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. He was that near. I believe Jesus is inviting us to see those who are near to us, to see them, to hear them, and to know that they are the face of God and they are the presence of God in our life. The issue of the rich man in the gospel is not that he is rich and Lazarus is poor. The fact is that the issue is the rich man was indifferent. He was indifferent that the Lazarus who was near him. And I don't know if you're like me, but there are times in my life when I want to shut out part of society, shut out what I don't want to see, what I don't want to hear. I want to shut it out so that I don't need to see or to hear or to respond. Jesus in the gospel today, I believe, is inviting all of us to remove the blinders from our eyes and our hearts and to see and to hear the poor, the overlooked, the neglected, the refugee, the migrant, the immigrant, those that we might tend to want to not see and not hear, to respond and to see the face of God in each and every one of them. Pope Francis shared these words some time ago. We can get caught up in fear of the other. Fear deprives us of the desire and ability to encounter the other, the person different from myself. It deprives me of an opportunity to encounter God. And then while at a mosque in Baku, he shared this. Opening ourselves to others does not lead to impoverishment, but rather enrichment, because it enables us to be more human, to recognize ourselves as participants in a greater collectivity, and to understand our life as a gift for others. To see as the goal not our own interests, but rather the good of humanity. So for our prayer this week, who do I not see? Who do I not hear? Where is the opportunity for the compassion to that Lazarus? And who is that one that nobody else cares about, but that you and I will be asked this week to care about them and to care for them? Let's pray with that as we go into the week.